Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest. Hi, Justin.
Happy Tuesday, Diana.
Hello. Happy Tuesday to you.
You know, it's a good day here. The sun is shining in.
Always a good day.
That's right. You know, it's Tech Tuesday at the Tech Table. And, you know, I'm a little slow on the draw. It is the week before Christmas.
Yes, it is the week before Christmas. Do you have everything ready?
Well, no. That's... Yeah,
do you have all of the presents bought for your darling, wonderful, dear, loving wife?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. See, so you're ready.
You're in good shape, yeah. There's just a few things I don't have, but I'm feeling a little lethargic at this point. It's just been craziness. But, you know, something, speaking of buying presents, Tim, one of the techs that works in the MPA office, brought this up, and it's a really valid point. He said he ordered a Christmas gift for his girlfriend, and it's a cool techie thing. That's all we're going to say, in case she's listening. Actually, he said to say it was jewelry or concert tickets or a nice scarf.
But that's not one of the above.
That's not going to work, though, because we're going to talk about how it is a tech thing. So we're going to say it is a tech thing he ordered for her.
Or maybe this is just a way to throw her off.
I don't know. It arrived during some pretty cold weather that we've had, and something occurred to him. Because a lot of times, you know, you get these shipments, like they even sit out on your porch for a while.
Yes, that's true.
If UPS or FedEx or drops it outside on your door, it sits there for a while. So obviously it's cold, and it's cold on the truck. Mm-hmm. I mean, these things are cold when they come to you. And then you bring it in your warm house.
Aww.
Well, what happens to, you know, a shiny technical device when you go from extreme cold to warm?
I don't know. What happens?
Well, you get condensation.
Right.
It's water. Yes, that's what condensation is. But it can be bad for your shiny electronics.
Well, right. So electronics and water don't generally mix.
So you shouldn't turn your electronics on as soon as you get them.
Wait a little while.
Wait a little while and let it sit for a while in the warmth before turning it on or even charging it.
Okay.
And that will just allow the condensation to evaporate.
That's hard to do, Justin, because sometimes you get, especially a tech device, and you just want to test it out and use it.
It's true, but the best thing to do is to let it sit, and the condensation, will evaporate.
Okay.
So it's kind of a cool thing. And, I mean, they're made, you know, these devices are made for a little bit of condensation, but they're not made for them to, like, you know, work while they have this happening.
Yeah, so just give it a little time. Now, I should say, if it is jewelry or concert tickets or a nice scarf that's ordered, the condensation on those items are not as detrimental as on a tech.
That's true.
So, yeah.
No, I mean, I have gotten some wet mail before, but that's a whole nother story. That's never fun. But yeah, so that's basically, that's a nice little tech tip from Tim. That's a tricky thing to say.
Our technician.
Yes. About condensation and shipments, because it's true this time of year, especially when it's so cold out. So always.
Good point.
Yep. It's always a good thing to just let things sit for a little while and warm up in your house. So,
great.
Yeah, very good. Well, until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.